If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in every Wednesday at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks for closet Christ. The show is the voice of the Axar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with destiny.
Light of the Most Radiant One, and welcome to the voice of the Ashtar Command. I'm Commander Lady Athena, addressing you this evening on behalf of the Ashtar Galactic Command. I've been speaking in a series of talks to our ground-based emissaries, those of you who have come from many worlds to be of service to Earth at this time, and I hope that those of you that are listening are receiving the encodements of light and the love that we are sending forth to each one of you. We are in a time of such unprecedented ascension, the frequencies, acceleration of this planet and all of its life waves has reached a point now where everyone is feeling a tremendous increment of empowerment or discombobulation, depending on how it's being received. Hang in there if you're one of the discombobulated ones, because all of the old grids that have held together your third dimensional pictures of reality now must go. And so in these work shops, I guess we could call them, that we're doing together each Wednesday evening, I will be working with you energetically as well as the command. So if you're feeling a lot of heat in your body, you're feeling a little dizzy, maybe sleepy, maybe you're receiving our energy signature in your hands, many things could be happening at this time. Some of you may be feeling a crawling on the top of your head or down your arms or legs. This is all part of the energies of the higher bodies of light as they begin to coalesce around you and integrate and align you. So to begin with, let's take one big, deep, nice breath together. And with the next one, with a strong and pure intention. Just ask to be connected and integrated with your highest divine components according to what is for your highest good. Are you ready? Take a deep breath. Integrate, align, balance. Feel that energy all the way down into your feet. Anchor, activate. Now one more deep breath, and as you take this one, allow the grace of God to just mantle over you, the gentle, soft blanket. Deep breath. Ah. So tonight I would like to continue in a vein that I touched upon last week, and that was how we receive information in the command. And in terms of our light fields and light workers out there, first of all, I want to say that all information, all levels of learning, all receivership, and information that is relayed through you is highly useful to humanity. There is not a single area of human life in which you have not been called to enter and involve yourself and to bring the light to bear in that particular arena. It's safe to say that whoever you are with, whatever contacts you have on every level of your human life is part of your mission, it's part of your training. And it is perfectly arranged and orchestrated for you to take you from where you have been to where you would like to be. So trust the process. Realize that you have chosen this particular mission way before you even took birth, way before this timeline even was dreamt in the mind of God. In other words, it was predestined before the foundation of this earthly world, which is one of many gardens of life and light. The earth is a lovely garden of light and life. It is a biological testing zone in which 12 different galactic and 12 different universal programs brought universal programmers of light and galactic programmers of light. And certain consciousness paradigms were seeded in various root races. Not all of them have appeared on the earth. We're only in the fourth subrace of the fifth root race, so we have a ways to go. We are a transitional phase right now in the human kingdom. We can't really go beyond where we have been until we are upgraded in our bodies of light. Therefore, we are putting on, as it has been said, incorruptibility. In other words, very quickly now with the grid shifting, we will move from a body that has been prone to disease, entropy, ultimately death. We're going to be reversing that particular process and moving once again into the original Adam Kadmon. The Adam Kadmon is the birthless, deathless, eternal body that was originally planned before the fall. Yes, Earth came under a fall, and because of that, we have been for the last 2,000 years in a process of restoration. That restoration process has now reached a point to where we can begin the harvest. The harvest is for those souls who are ready to progress on to their next arena of consciousness unfoldment. For those of you that I'm speaking to, many of you have come from non-fallen worlds, and you have entered into a world that is still under the fall and the effects of the fall, and therefore you have a body that carries fallen DNA along with the superluminal light forms that have formed your Adam Kadmon. You remember, so very many of you, how you were able to do the works that didn't require being stuck in your bodies. I think probably the hardest thing for us to endure as beings of light is the fact that we seem to wake up every morning in the same body, in the same place, in the same world, with the same outer environment. And of course, that is not really the way it is, but it is the way that consciousness of the human masses has decided it is to be, so thus it is. But many of us are awakening now and stepping out of that thought form and beginning to create more in alignment with the life of choice rather than the life of what appears when you wake up in the morning. And that's involving this new tapestry of light that we are now donning as bodies of light. as quantum extensions of the fivefold vehicles of light. I'll go into that in another show. But today I want to look at how we contact and work with people on the earth. Basically, there are two forms of contact. One is very tactile and physical, and we use this probably more in the 50s than we do now today due to the danger really that it poses to our people. Because although we're in bodies of light, once we resonate at a third density frequency that is low enough to appear in your optics, then of course we are subject to dangers at that level. And so we will not jeopardize our fleets by having them land where they could be in jeopardy. In those countries and areas of the world where we don't have such a difficulty with that, we do indeed land and appear and work with people. In fact, a lot of medical work has been done in remote areas where there were tragedies or things happening and people could not be serviced any other way. The contact that is very physical has to do with sharing technology that would advance the kingdom of God upon earth. In other words, it would enhance and ameliorate existing conditions that you have. It would often be sharing some of the technologies of light that we have. The science of quantum light, the science, the metatronic science of advancing quantum physics, as you now are being, you're getting so you're really familiar with these terms because they're hitting your television airwaves now. Many wonderful programs are going into these aspects. So these contacts would involve beam-ups, beam-downs, actual extraterrestrials that are living here on Earth. There are about, I would estimate, 1,000 from my home world, my most recent home world, which is Venus, and they're living here. Our people look very Nordic generally, although we do have a few dark and redheads. But generally speaking, we have a rather Scandinavian or Nordic look about us. In fact, originally, Norway, these were Venusians that colonized that area. Nors land is another name for our planet Venus. So Venus is to Earth much like the soul is to you. And therefore, Earth is in the process of moving up in vibration to match the orbit of her twin flame, which is her soul, which is Venus. So as we move up into those vibrational frequencies, that's what we call the fifth world or the fifth dimension. And that's the world that you dream of often when you see these beautiful, vivid scenarios of bright colors and beautiful ethereal cities. It's a land of great richness and great, great beauty. So you go and come frequently to that planet. It's familiar to you, at least at the dream level, which is also quite real, bear in mind. Now, in order to be beamed up into a ship physically, which I have been, you have to be completely integrated and balanced. There can't be any emotional drama going on or any energetic blocks to that happening. There couldn't be any fear. Often that happens with people, for example, like Billy Meyer, who's been taken up many, many, many times from his office in Switzerland. I myself was beamed up when I was driving on the highway from Mount Shasta to Los Angeles, and I had just enough time to pull over to the side of the road before I became extremely sleepy, and I looked down at my arms and hands, and they had turned into a star field of light. The whole body was looked a lot like those Star Trek beam-up columns that you're used to on television. And it was not an out-of-body experience. It was a physical dematerialization and rematerialization, because the next instant I was up on the ship and saw myself shimmer into a densified form. And I was face-to-face with Ashtar and given very specific directives for my mission at that time. This was back in, I think it was about 1991, 92. That's an example. And for me, it was very rapturous. There was a tremendous exaltation of spirit, a great praising of God, a great love of God, a great thrill that coursed through my body. And when I was beamed back, I noticed my body again, my hands coalesced around the steering wheel as the star field of light that gradually became densified. And then suddenly I was sitting back in the car. I think I sang all the way to Los Angeles at that point. I was so filled with joy. I was singing to the Lord all the way. So that is a definitely rapturous experience. The beam downs, well, I, to tell you the truth, have never met a beam down. I know there, if you beam up, you must beam down. So I guess I would fall into that category, too, in the sense that I was beamed back down into my car. But generally, our ships do land if they're going to have an interface with humanity, usually in the desert areas or very, very remote areas or mountainous areas or valleys. And in the United States, that's not a very safe thing to do. So probably here, less than anywhere else, will you find that to be the case. Generally, we come under a cloaking device when we're here in the United States. And we can be very physically densified on Earth and be under a cloaking device so that you don't see us. This is true of Commander Valiant Thor, who's been on Earth with a crew of 25 for quite a number of years now. And he's been working, and his crew has been working with humanity. And he's under a cloaking device, and you can't see his ship at all. So we do have that technology. The extraterrestrial beings that are living here, there are approximately 4,000 or so. And these are people who very often walked off of a ship and came directly from their home world. We have people from the Pleiades, from Venus, from Mars, from Jupiter, Andromeda. Generally, they're from nearby planets, however. In fact, there are two very famous ones that came to our planet that everyone knows. One of them was Leonardo da Vinci, and one of them was Shakespeare. And these were beings from, I believe it was Mercury, and they came and became locked into the reincarnational cycle here. In other words, they identified way too much with the physical body, and it's very vivid here. It's very interesting. It's very diverse, so very often you get caught into the reincarnational cycle, and that's what happened to them. So they are called human avatars. Avatar meaning someone who comes down from a more advanced world, and human in the sense they got trapped here. So some of you that I'm talking to may be in that category too, where you just got a little too attached with the sense of being a human in a human body, and maybe too attached to your well, anything would serve to attach you, because where your heart is, there lies your treasure. So if you're attached to things of the earth, then guess where you come back? So it's difficult when the things that are real to us are largely invisible to us to make them more important than the vividness of our human lives. And that is a big challenge for all of us. So the physical and the higher galactic worlds and races generally share beneficial knowledge. They work very often by infiltrating into the medical and scientific communities, alternative energy industries, things of that nature, generally speaking. The nuclear programs, we keep a very, very, very close, watchful eye on any kind of form of technology that would destroy life. I'm not going to say any more about that. But certain things will not be permitted, let's just put it that way. As we work with people in the physical, very often we will knock on a door and introduce ourselves to people who are from our galactic race or family, and we will come in and dwell with you. And this is very important, to be on the lookout for unusual souls at this time, because we're in that cycle in time when the original consciousness programmers, the original ones that seeded this particular garden of life, are coming back to make sure that it's returned properly to its point of origin. When I say origin, in highest truth, bear in mind you have never left the heart of God. You actually are an articulation, that is to say, a spoken word of God, combined with divine light that has descended and coalesced into a myriad of bodies or envelopes of manifestation at each dimensional level. But you have projected, or let's say extended and not departed from a great cosmic being. That is you at that higher level. As you return, you will pass through your aspects that represent each higher level and order of life. In other words, Devic, angelic, archangelic, all of the various superluminal appearances in the various worlds, they will all line up like so many pearls on a single strand. And you will merge back into that original divine being from whence you have extended. That is what is called the spirit. And sometimes it's called the oversoul, and that's part of that ascension process in consciousness. And bear in mind that's in consciousness, because everything really is truly here and now. It's also completed in the eternal. So it seems like it's unfolding here or that you're progressing here, but in highest truth, you are simply moving your awareness and expanding it back to a point that you've never really left in any real sense. So the second form of communication is, and contact is generally spiritual, and this is orchestrated via Merkaba. Merkaba is a Hebrew word that means chariot or carrier. It's a vehicle that can take any kind of form or manifestation, some of which look like lenticular clouds, some look like counter-rotational fields of light, bright stars. It can take all sorts of stellar appearances or globular types of appearances. It's really the coalescence of divine intention between a series of beings that purpose to appear in a certain time-space coordinate for a specific service purpose. So in a sense, it is created out of the consciousness of divine resolve to be of service and also divine aspiration to join with the higher forces of light, with God, and to extend into this in a myriad of worlds in service. So it can never be forced. It cannot be a nuts and bolts type of spaceship that is created to that is not created out of the fire of divine devotion and love. The Merkaba is born of pure divine exaltation, devotion, and resolve to serve. And this accounts for sometimes appearances that you will see that are referred to now as bioplasmic, because they can morph into a particular shape, a color. The colors, by the way, correlate to the resonating field that we are operating in, dimensionally speaking. The closer we get to Earth, the more the red and the orange begins to come in, because those are the colors of the lower densities. And then when it goes up into the blue and purple, violet spectrums, you're moving into the higher mental worlds and etheric worlds, and then eventually into the white. And then when we raise our electronic spin beyond the optical spectrum here, we seem to vanish. But of course we don't. We simply appear into another vibrational coordinate. So this type of communication generally and interaction generally occurs at a soul level or through other forms of superluminal hyperdimensional interchange. This could take the form of a being operating as a whole light being who, by gravitational flux adjustments, can appear in and out of this dimension. Some of them, like for example, the Ophanim, Enoch, for example, in the Bible was an Ophanim. He could appear in to this dimension, wrap someone in his bliss body or his Ananda body or his Zohar body, all terms that mean the same thing, and take them off the planet and return them after work had been done on some other level. And that is done and is mentioned quite often in the scriptures. If you read the Vedas, if you read the Bible, there is some mention of this type of interaction. So this contact is most often blocked from memory unless the recipient has been trained to operate consciously upon the inner planes. You might ask how that is facilitated. Well, many of you have come in with what's been called the Antahkarana constructed. The Antahkarana is the interconnecting link between your lower mind and your higher buddhic or intellect sheath. the Jnana Sharira, which is the bliss, not the bliss body, but the intelligence body, which is that of the soul, the connecting of the soul. When you have that connected, you have what is called continuity of consciousness. In other words, you never quite lose consciousness. When you go to sleep, you're always awake and aware. And you don't have that blank out process between going to sleep and awakening. That usually occurs in a person between the second and third degrees of initiation. So it has to do with the integration of your, the perfectioning and clearing of your astral body and its integration with soul. The spiritual Merkaba interactives go on all the time, 24/7. Those little moments when you are driving on the highway and you can't remember where you got from A to B, you have that that missing time. You have a sense of absence. You may be sitting and listening to a lecture, and all of a sudden you're just kind of gone, and somebody's yelling in your face, "Where are you? Where are you?" That happens a lot to us as children, and it's very shocking for us when we're out of body and then somebody's yelling in your face, wake up, where are you? But this happens a lot. And then the more you become practiced at it, the more you can do whatever you're doing quite well and let the better part of yourself free to serve on the other dimensional planes. And believe me, we do that more often than we don't. So we are learning to live well here and on the other planes at the same time. So again, to continue on with how to operate consciously upon the inner planes, you begin to build the anicrana through meditation, and specifically esoteric meditation. And that is offered through a group called the Arcane School in New York City that I was trained in many years ago. That is excellent in training you to do that. There are other schools and disciplines also that you can be trained how to build those interconnecting links. But basically, any time you turn your attention inwardly through any type of spiritual practice or spiritual exercise where you're not sitting passively but actively attempting to make contact, you will begin to create a lighted way of fiery energy, fiery strands of energy, which begin to arc and bridge those levels within you. Hello? And the more you go in and out of those levels, the more familiar they become to you, and the more you trace a highway inwardly. And that is how you begin to travel in the inner worlds. You begin to create your own highway of light by going in and out and back and forth, much like a spider going back and forth, creating a web. So that is the way you train yourself. You train yourself to remember when you wake up in the morning or in the middle of the night, where was I, what was I doing? You begin to evoke that recall. And that helps to bridge also and build those inner highways and corridors of knowingness. So where do we of the Ashtar Command come from, which would be also you folks that are interested in hearing what I have to say? Well, we are men and women in the form of the Adamic race. That Adamic race is called man with a capital M, and it's been seated throughout very many gardens of light, which Earth is simply one, and we are beings of the non-fallen heavenly hosts. In other words, we did not go in variance to the divine throne world edicts, the divine throne world plan. We maintained a loyalty and never came under the fall of the rebellious spirits that sought to create their own dominion and their own throne realms and to supplant the divine program that was going to create a space of a race of beings, that's humans, that were going to be able to be advanced quantum potentially, infinitely, and unlimited, and yet be able to touch to the lowest spectrum of life in the dust world. And they did not want that to happen. They were jealous of that. And so they wanted to limit man to reincarnating and returning again and again and again to Earth, and sought to keep man trapped in the lower dimensions. So they were naughty boys, weren't they? And naughty girls. Anyway, not to worry. The Office of the Christ instituted the plan of reclamation and salvation, which took place 2,000 years ago with the advent of Messiah, who Jesus of Nazareth. And that fallen effect was taken from humanity. And he became the fall guy, Jesus became our fall guy. He took the wrap of the fall on his own shoulders and broke it off of humanity so that once again we had access to the higher heavens. And before that, we didn't. We didn't have access to the higher heavens. We were, as a human race, completely blocked from the higher divine programs of light by a mind field called universal mind, which in the human race became the ego mind of the lower third dimensional thinking apparatus that keeps us like a gerbil in a cage going round and around but getting nowhere fast. So that mind field, okay, is now at this point, I spoke one of the shows about the fact that the ECOR codes are being activated and man's mind is being speeded up through the Urim crystalline networks in the mind are being advanced in a quantum acceleration, which takes us out of linear thinking and memory into the super mental programs now that are doving and integrating with us at those higher levels. And so many of you complain about not having memory or not being able to have as sharp a mind as you used to have. And some of you have been quite concerned about that. But when I'm talking to a young person and they're having these symptoms, you know it's not dementia, you know it's not old age, but it is a supplanting of that old type of thinking of the linear fallen mind, and it's reinstituting back into the divine Christ mind. You're having the Christ oversoul, over-self activated now, and the Christ consciousness is being hardwired into you so that you have access to those higher mental programs of light, and you can receive the higher communications also of the superluminal lords of light. And this is a work that we often refer to as the work of the Holy Spirit or the Shekinah, and it is being instituted very, very strongly by the office of the Christ and through the one that we call the head of that office, Jesus the Christ, who works as a trinity with Moses and Elijah. Moses brought the Torah, or the scriptures of light, which include more than the Judeo-Christian scriptures we have. They include the Qumran scrolls, the Nag Hammadi scripts of Egypt, and many of the sacred writings of Asia and India. The tapestry and treasury of light is found in all the ancient civilizations, in Tibet, and in China. There are many, many seeds of light scattered everywhere. So we must be able to discern truth by wide exposure to information from a variety of sources that divinely comes across our path, or we become aware of it. Don't become stuck in fear of expanding your awareness. Know that nothing contains the full truth. Everything has a little distortion to it in these lower worlds. So you have to discern your way carefully through the things that you read. I'll tell you the one single truth that you can really check out information from. If it's truth, it will set you free. If it's not truth, it will oppress and bind you. So use that as your touchstone. And I'm talking also about the feelings that you get when you study certain things. Negative energy always has a depressing, oppressing heaviness to it. It sort of grabs your heart like a vice if it's really dark. And if it's not, it will release your heart. It will release your spirit. It will release your inspiration and your enthusiasm and your energy and your life, and your light will come up. And that's truth, and the truth will set you free. Truth can be found everywhere, but nowhere more clearly than within your own heart. So drink deeply of that well of truth, which is truly the treasury of life and light, which is within you. So back to the Ashtar Command, which is also speaking of you. We are actually the heavenly hosts that represent the high command of Orion, Sirius, and the Pleiades, which form an area called the Imperishable Star Realms. This is the god worlds that are beyond birth and death and dissolution. And we're speaking about an area of the cosmos that goes beyond the physical celestial bodies that you could look at with a telescope. Everything that is in the visible world is in the material world. You have to go into the deeper levels because everything is multidimensional. But in that area of Orion, Kima and Kisil, as it's called, Orion and the Pleiades, Kima is actually a Pleiades, and Kisil is Orion. And then you have Sirius, which is the seat of the Great White Lodge, or the Great White Brotherhood, and the seat of the hierarchy for this particular universe. And then down in a shadowing of that, you have the reflection in time and space called Shambhala, which is the seat of the masters that govern our particular planet. The star codes of light, the blueprint of consciousness, comes out of the Pleiades, out of the great central sun system of Alcyon. And this is a region where the B'nai Or, the sons of light, reside. There is a zone of 12th-dimensional overlay from the throne worlds that is forming a vesica Pisces, or an overlay between the spiritual and the physical star tapestries. When I say star tapestries, when I look at these levels, they look to me like a beautiful mantle of stars. And they're overlaid in that process of being overlaid one into the other. And that zone of overlay has a dimensional opening which we are able to pass in and out of. And that forms, if you're looking at sacred geometry, two overlapping circles with the third in the center, which forms an eye. Everything in creation comes out of the template of light that is the form of the eye. In fact, the energetic signature for light is the eye. And that eye and that geometric signature is the same, whether it's the eye of an insect, the eye of a human, the eye of a horse. All eyes have that same divine pattern of light as their geometric form. And it is out of the eye of God that we are created. When we are called the apple of God's eye, or the twinkle in God's eye, that's a beautiful description because we truly, truly are that. Now, Orion, Sirius, and the Pleiades work as a triad of energy called central control, or the high command. And this is the area also that we have issued forth initially as the Orion Jerusalem Command. That was our original name, which became the Nebutron fleets, which became the fleets of the Solar Cross, which ultimately became the Ashtar Command. And Ashtar is a Lord of Light that is the head of the ninth parsec of this universe. So all that come into Earth in any legal way come under our jurisdiction. They have to come through the Galactic Command at some point, because we're the ones that guard this planet and this galaxy from interference from lesser beings. When I say lesser, I don't mean that they're inferior, but they're not in alignment with the particular plan that's being worked out right now on Earth. God loves all of its creation, so we don't want to cast aspersions at any being that's moving through the developmental stage. So the higher thought forms are transmitted through this chrysalis of energy into this universe. And these divine thought forms have come forth into the five major languages on the planet. The Hebrew, for example, the 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet are literally the energetic signatures of the thought mind of God. And each one of these letters leads into its own individual universe, creation, hierarchy, and divine plan. So we're talking about something extremely vast. We in the Ashtar Command, we come through we work in tandem with the Order of Michael. We come through the Office of the Christ. We are all members of the Order of Melchizedek. And we work with the 70 brother and sisterhoods of light that administer the divine programs of light throughout this universe. So it's a large cooperative endeavor. And there's many mentions of us in the ancient scriptures, in the Vedas, in the Ramayana, in Ezekiel, in the Bible, had an encounter with us that he described as wheels within wheels. And he was looking at the Rikbedim, who govern the Merkabah. That would be members of our Ashtar command that actually work in and out of the different time zones and dimensional openings and work at bringing spiritual increments of multidimensional energy and insert and plant it and govern it in these various worlds. Then you have the Ofanim, which are the angelic minds of light that humanity is actually becoming Ofanim. And Enoch and Ezekiel were Ofanim, and they came and went in Merkabah. And so it's not surprising that Ezekiel had that vision in the Bible because he himself was a member of the High Council, the High Command, and was seeing, you know, the spectrum vehicles that we bring in and out of the dimensions. And in this case, the wheel within wheels. But if you read, you know, his story in Ezekiel, it's very clearly an encounter with Merkabah, higher vehicles of light. We won't call them UFOs because we know what they are. So there's a great interaction between many different orders and levels and types of beings that come and go and minister to humanity. And many of you are members of these different orders. And when I speak the name of them, it will activate and quicken a recall on a certain level for you. By the way, did you see the 777 crop circle in Alton Barnes in the UK? It was amazing. It looked to me like convergence, contact, and arcing for several different programs of light. Maybe three at the same time. It's pretty interesting. So the higher forces of light have their way of bringing communication at many, many levels in many different ways. So, let's see. I would like to address a little bit how we actually communicate with people. Before I get into that, let me just share one other thing which I think would clear up a lot of understanding for people. There are two basic paths that humanity is subjected to. One is the lunar path. Now that is the path of form. The lords of form are on that path. And it is under the being which we could call the dual aspects of the lower god form. Blemishless darkness, or Kal, K-A-L, and blemishless light, or Jot, J-O-T. And these are dual energies that come in and condition a world that's in an educational program under polarity and duality. In other words, they put you through the paces, and they put you through the paces real good to make sure that you're able to graduate. They function under what is called limited light. And their connection to your subtle bodies is with a silver cord. They are presided over by the lunar light or the moon. They preside over the lower worlds of purification, the purificatory fiery realms. These lords of form, basically, center of the earth, not the inner worlds, the Agartha worlds, but the core of the earth that is molten lava. They work with the fire elementals, and they work with the earth. And out of earth comes fire. So there you have their realm in which they tend. So when you see these old medieval pictures of devils down in hell, in somewhere down below, pitchforks and all its stuff, probably somebody had some nightmare in which they caught a little glimmering of those worlds of fire, which are quite appropriate for those levels of beings. That's their job. That's what they do. They got into trouble when they began to involve themselves in humanity. And so they're being brought back to their place where they belong now. That's part of the work of the Order of Michael. And they're being sent back to that place they're supposed to be because humans aren't supposed to go into that path as part of the fallen energy. So that's part of the energy that came in under the tree of good and evil, or duality, that interjected separation and difference into our world. So this is the place of karma and return, and this is the path called the broad path in the Bible. It says many are on that broad path, and that is the path called the lunar path. Now, if you're really, really, really negative, you're going to be going to that path, and that is a path in which you experience separation, or what is called the outer darkness. And unfortunately, in the Bible, it's been given one term, and it's hell, and really there are five different understandings of that. In Buddhism, there's even more. I think there's 30 different bardo worlds or lower worlds, and about as many higher worlds. So just know that there's a lot more information for you regarding those things. Basically, those lower worlds are located in your physical body below the waist. And that's an understanding that comes in through the Vedic path. So these are the worlds of return, which if you're not able to harvest into the higher programs of light, you will cycle back into the lunar path. That is the path that is of the white light. So don't necessarily follow the white light when you leave your body, because that probably is the lunar path. You will usually exit your body through one of the lower chakras beneath the waist when you're going onto that path. The next path is the solar path, the great central sun worlds. That is where you are going into eternal progression, into the infinite way of life, eternal and more abundant, and the path of the Ein Sof, or the limitless light. That's progression, comes in on a golden light. You have a golden cord that connects your soul to your higher bodies. When you leave the body on the solar, or the golden Christed energy, you will go out through the top of the crown chakra, generally speaking, and it will be very pleasant. The seven higher realms are located in your body above the waist. And that is liberation, or grace, or the infinite way of the Christ light. The sun in the third dimensional sky is not what we're talking about here. Again, there are multi-dimensional aspects to everything. We're moving into becoming a binary sun system, which will advance us to a population 2 density planet that is able, it's much more balanced, it's more divinely aspected. And also, you don't, anytime you have a singular moon and a singular sun, you have problems, because it's designed to have a binary sun and more than one moon, which keeps a balance. So we're being advanced again in the celestial heavens into a new configuration, and we will have another sun, and it will balance us and bring us up to where we can travel in the universe when we learn to behave ourselves and not go into harmful activity. We will be allowed to interact with other worlds. And when I say we, now I'm including all of us here on Earth that are able to receive the Lords of Light, that are able to walk as Lords of Light, that are ready to cooperate with Lords of Light, and advance beyond the negativity that has been so much a part of the lower self. So there's the outer sun, which is the representative of the fire by friction. You have the core of the sun, which represents the soul, or the solar Christic principle. And then you have the great, great, great central sun, which represents the monad, or the phohatic, or the spirit component in the sun. And when you meditate on the sun and you see that sun behind your third eye, that third eye, again, remember, is a template of light. And when Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be filled with light. So when you can enter that doorway called the Tisratil in the center of your forehead, you can travel in the great central sun worlds. And you contact your soul, and you travel within your inner self, and that is called entering into the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven is entered through your heart, the kingdom of God through that single eye that brings your whole body into light, which means you have merged then with your eighth template, the eighth chakra above your head, and you have begun to integrate into the higher bodies of light that we call the Christ Oversoul. Well, initially Christ Consciousness, Christ Oversoul, and then into the meta programs of light. And that is what we are all doing. We're all in process of doing that at some level. The souls that are able to move into the fifth dimension will be souls that are able to be the living love, that are able to vibrate in the grace spectrum, that are able to embrace of all of humanity without prejudice, without any kind of judgment, with just open-hearted love in a unified field. They will be able to move into the Christ consciousness spectrum of unified love and harvest into what is called the fifth dimension or the fifth world or the new earth. And then the sixth dimension is for those souls that are actually integrated with the Christ over self. And when I say the word Christ, please do not associate it with a religion. I'm not talking anything about religion. I'm talking about anointed love, because Christ is the Greek word that means anointed. So as you are anointed by your own divine aspiration and presence being met by the grace and the love of the Creator, you move into that higher unified field and are able then to move and resonate in those higher levels. So the sixth dimension is for those that are integrating the Oversoul, the Christ Oversoul. And then the seventh is for those souls that are actually Christed. And many of you are actually coming from more advanced worlds. And I've had the honor and privilege of meeting a few of you just recently as a result of this show. And this show is really for you. In your own integration, know that you teach yourself best through being quiet within yourself and observing your life. Life is the best preacher, and your own understanding is the best teacher. When I say that because many of you are not going to find a match for your knowing here in this outer world. It's just not here. And you import a knowing and an understanding which you will find in others of your kind. So we are being drawn now into families of light, into associations where there's an affinity of spiritual connectedness from other worlds. You're meeting your star family members, the team players that are to create something with you. And you're part of a creation that will take place. As I said before, we're going to have communities of light springing up all over, ashrams, beautiful retreats, beautiful academies of future science, academies of light, beautiful healing temples. The technology of light is being poured out now, so that we're going to be going off of fossil fuels and the electrical grids and doing things the hard way that has polluted our world and really made it much less than what it could be. But it's being restored and will be restored. And even as the old systems begin to become obsolete, there will be a time now when you're going to see just a vast quantum leap take place in how we do things. It's going to come so quickly now. In fact, I think you're already seeing that, because the old systems no longer will support us. Part of this process is the warming of the planet. We are going to have a change in our temperature worldwide. There's a variety of reasons for that. Not all of them are negative. Probably the most, the thing that contributes the most to the pollution on this planet is our own misaligned thinking. Our negative thoughts actually form the smog, our negative feelings. So as we learn to live in love and peace and a sense of comradeship with all life, and we begin to praise God instead of use God's name as a curse word, as we begin to speak lovingly to each other, we will find that the inner pollution in our own lives begins to clear up, and then gradually it's purified in the outer world as well. We are the custodians of this earth. That's why we were created. We have dominion here. We are to be the hands and the feet, the eyes and the presence of the Lord walking on earth. God dwells in you as His Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of Truth. And everything that you do truly as the Ark of the Living God. You are His visible presence on earth. You are the one that has volunteered, really, to create the kingdom of heaven upon earth. That's why you're here. Remember your Ashtar command statement. I am a guardian of the light. I am love in action here, cooperating with the Ashtar command. I am dedicated to the kingdom of God upon earth, interplanetary fellowship, and universal peace. And that's who we are, folks, and that's why we're here, and that's what we're to do. And it's about bringing that heaven on earth as it is in the higher realms. And it is importing the program of the divine Adam Kadmon here and bringing this earth into a heavenly and beautiful garden state once again. Humanity is being transformed inside out by the great avatar, the great Sai Baba who's on earth, and the great mystical traveler who's on earth, the great teachers that are now joining as a great brotherhood and sisterhood, working with humanity both behind the scenes and outwardly in the world. We're having the externalization of the masters now occurring. So there will be help aplenty. When you're ready, the teacher will always be present to meet you, whether it's upon the inner planes or the outer. And many of you are being called to step forward in active mentorship now for the people that God is sending your way. So don't hide your light under a bushel basket. Work, live, speak, and teach at your highest levels. Don't compromise. Don't try to imitate other people's messages. Just give your own truth, your own message, what you have received directly from the Holy Spirit. You will know whether or not it's true, because if it's true, it will set you free and it will set others free. And if it's not, you'll find out soon enough, because it won't bear any fruit. And no fruit, you just change your course, line up, and know that you will receive information that will be perfect for you, for the people that are being sent across your path. It is of yourself that you do absolutely nothing. It is the Father within you. It is the Son of God within you. It is the Holy Spirit within you. You are walking Trinity, and everything that you need will come to you through grace. So we're walking a path from the third dimension of having to see it, to believe it, to the fourth dimension of working with the Holy Spirit to manifest and to bring forward into this dimension. And then we're transcending both of those dimensions to be the living love. Light means living in God's holy thoughts. The more you do that, the more your eye will be single, and the more your whole life and body will be filled with light. When you get to be a certain light quotient, you disappear from this dimensional version of the earth. Where did you go? Simply into a higher vibrational aspect of the self. We neither go nor come. We simply are that which is. So as you examine that which is within your own life and ask and in your most prayerful, sincere self to be taken to your next step, you will be brought into alignment with people who will teach you, will guide you, be willing to let go where you've been to get to where you need to be next. And that always happens with new people coming into your life, new associations, new friends, and often a change of location. And just be with it, trust it, and be at peace. I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to speak to each one of you. And I'm always grateful when you contact me. You can contact me, Commander Lady Athena, at CMDR, Lady Athena, A-T-H-E-N-A, at AOL.com. Or you can click on my webpage. There's my, at BBS, there's the my phone number and email. And I will get back to you as best I can with the time that I have. And just be cheered in your walk as you devote each day to being more and more excellent, more and more aligned with the love that you are. You are God's love made visible in time and space. That's your major job assignment. And otherwise, we will be working together, and I will be seeing all of you upon the inner planes as you come before us in the command each night as you leave your bodies and sleep, and again as we work during the day, too, in those moments of your repose. We send the love and the blessings of the United Command to be with each one of you. It is my honor to be of service to you in any way that I can. And I'll just close with a nice Hue chant, and you can join me if you like. Take a deep breath and just sing Hue, your love song to God. Hue. And I hue, and I hue. That's a wonderful chant, to be in the deep peace of God, to clear your mind and to shift beyond that lower mental band that I spoke of, the ego mind. It will bring you into a perfect resonance to receive and to be one with the Lord. I didn't get into receivership tonight. I apologize. I always have more things I want to talk about than I can get around to, but perhaps next week. And I just always like to say, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. And Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sivayot, Melo Kol Haaretz, Kebodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are filled with thy glory. So be happy, beloveds. And know that your connection with the Lord is your strength. And happiness truly is union with God. So be joyful and happy and know that you are the blessed. You are the chosen, you are the marked, you are the called, and you've come to bring heaven to earth. God be with each one of you, and may you be filled from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet with the Spirit, the grace, and the love of the Lord. May you be mantled and walk in that divine glory cloud, and may those things that you put your hand to bear much fruit for God and for his kingdom restored upon earth.